بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إن من أحبكم إلي أحسنكم أخلاقا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise, all glory belongs only to Allah. Allah, through His infinite grace and endless mercies, has given us this great wealth of iman. Daily we should make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must keep us steadfast with iman. And the day Allah takes us from this world, Allah must take us with iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must resurrect us with perfect iman. Ameen. Before I commence with the talk itself, I have one amanat to pass over to you. Alhamdulillah, yesterday Allah had given me the opportunity to have breakfast with Mawlana Ghardi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, in White River. And as we are walking in, those of us that have been to White River, we know when we get to the house of Mawlana, there's a garden before you get into his house. As you walk past, Mawlana will draw your attention towards the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will tell you to look at the flowers. And he will recite the ayat of the Quran which were recited just now. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. So many of the signs of Allah in the heavens and the earth, you pass by and you are in a state of ghaflat. You have not come to understand the Qudrat of Allah. Then Mawlana will show you a flower. He will show you different colors of the flower. He will take out one leaf and he will show you. When you get to Mawlana, you learn the Qudrat of Allah. You learn the Marifat of Allah. So as we were having breakfast, I asked Mawlana and I told him that I'm going for the Islahi Jalsa and I have a program. He said, pass my message on to the brothers. And what is the message? Islahun nafs fard ain. This is the message Mawlana has given, which I am passing over to you. Islahun nafs, the reformation of the nafs, to make an effort to correct our inner self, is fard ain. It is compulsory upon each and every one of us. We have to make that effort to reform ourselves spiritually. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. Beloved elders and dear brothers, on one occasion somebody asked a wise man that in which field will I make a great career? In which field will I become good and I will have a great profession? So this wise old man, he smiled and he said, become a good human being. Become a good human being. There is great opportunity in this field and there is very little competition. There is great opportunity in this field and there is very little competition. What the old man has said is the reality. Today we have forgotten who we are. Today we have forgotten what a good insan is supposed to be. What a good human being is supposed to be. The question we will ask ourselves, who is a good insan? Who is a good human being? A good human, a good insan is that person who has sifat. Is that person who has good akhlaq. That person who has adorned himself with the sifat, the good qualities. When a person will adorn himself with good akhlaq and good sifat, he will gain the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we study the Quran Kareem, we will find that the ma'iyat of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attached to sifat. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not attached to a'mal. The love of Allah is attached to sifat. Inna Allah ma'a as-sabirin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muttaqin. So we need to bring sifat into our lives. We need to make an effort on our akhlaq. We heard the hadith which Maulana recited before us. Inna min ahabbikum ilayya ahsanukum akhlaqa. The most beloved of you to me are those with good akhlaq. If we want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we want the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we need to bring good akhlaq into our life. And the same Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the worst amongst you and the furthest away from me are those with evil akhlaq, those with unseeming conduct. So beloved elders and dear brothers, we have to make an effort on our heart. We have to make an effort to bring sifat in our life. We have to make an effort to improve our akhlaq and adorn ourselves with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in the few minutes that we have now, we will make mudhakara of a few points whereby we can bring these sifat into our lives and we can gain the ma'iyat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing to gain the ma'iyat of Allah, to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is we need to be regular in making dua. We need to be regular in making dua. I will say that again. We need to be regular in making dua. One is to make dua and one is to read dua. Today we are in the habit of reading dua. We don't make the dua. There is a difference between making dua and reading dua. One is reading without knowing what we are saying. And one is making dua, understanding what we are saying and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the essence of ibadah. Why is it the essence of ibadah? Because when a person will lift his hands up and he is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has understood that Allah is the one who is in absolute control. Allah is the one who has brought that halat upon him. And Allah is the one who is going to take him out of that halat. He is reaffirming his iman. He is strengthening his iman. When a person lifts his hands and is making dua, he is strengthening his iman. Today we have many people who talk about Allah. And there are very few amongst us who talk to Allah. We have to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last night, Maulana explained about tahajjud. That is the time when we have to talk to Allah. In the darkness of the night, we turn our attention and we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will gain the closeness and the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dua. So we need to make dua regularly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very beautifully, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my banda, when my servants ask you about me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, tell them. Allah says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانٌ. That person who will turn and ask from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. So beloved elders and dear brothers, regularly, on a daily basis, let us set aside time to turn to Allah, to talk to Allah, to cry and to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For in that way we will gain the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first muzakara that we have made. And that is dua. Second one is to gain the ma'iyat of Allah. We have to stay away from all types of poison. And these poisons come in different forms. And these poisons come into the heart. We have to fix our heart. We have to correct our heart. We have to cleanse our hearts of all these poisons. And these poisons are all the evil qualities. All the qualities that are unseeming. The evil quality of pride. The evil quality of hatred, envy, malice, jealousy. We have to make an effort to cleanse our hearts of these poisons. Beloved elders and dear brothers, one evil that is prevalent in society, which I would like to make mention of, and we need to make an effort to rid ourselves of this evil quality. You see, one day there was an old man. He was sitting outside a masjid. And he was repeating a statement. He was saying over and over again, "You are not my Allah, I am not your servant. You are not my Allah, I am not your servant." So when people were passing by, the comments started flying. And that is what happens today. When we hear something, when we receive something, we start passing comments. So one person said, "What is he saying? He's a kafir." Another person insulted him. And people were saying a lot of things regarding what this old man was saying. Until one man came up to the old man and said, "Baji, what do you mean by the statement?" So that Baji sighed. And he said, at least there is somebody who came to ask me. Without passing any judgment. So the old man said that my nafs, my inner self, is urging me towards sin. So I am telling my inner self, you are not my Allah. And I am not your servant that I must obey you. See what he is saying, what he is meaning by it. If you don't verify, if you don't find out, and you start passing judgment, that is the evil that is prevalent in society. Suspicion, evil thoughts, when we just see things, when we just receive things, we start passing judgment. And we start thinking this and that. When there is no evidence to the contrary, we must give the benefit of the doubt to that person. Today this evil of suspicion, of assuming things, has broken many marriages, has broken up many friendships, has broken up many families, just on the basis of assumption, just on the basis of suspicion. Without finding out, we arrive at conclusions. And that is where all the problems begin. So beloved elders and dear brothers, the second thing that we need to make an effort on is to stay away from all these poisons, to cleanse our hearts, to correct our hearts from these evils. And the one that we have mentioned today is that of suspicion. That of assumption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very clear command, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm. O people of Iman, stay away from excessive assumptions, excessive suspicions. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm. Some of those suspicions are guna, are sin. So beloved elders and dear brothers, effort has to be made on our heart. How we can cleanse our hearts of all this evil. The third thing that we need to make an effort on is we need to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want the ma'iyat of Allah, if we want the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make an effort to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand who Allah is. Effort has to be made to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the 99 names of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna. Ponder over those qualities of Allah. You will come to understand who Allah is. You will come to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Asma'ul Husna. When a person will come to know who Allah is, when you will come to recognize the greatness of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the rahm of Allah, the mercy of Allah, then you will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention is made of one incident. Ibn Qudama has mentioned in Kitab al-Tawwabin about the incident in the time of Musa alayhi salam. When there was a drought, the people, the Bani Israel, came to Musa alayhi salam and they said, "Oh Musa, you are Kalimullah. Allah has honored you with this, that you can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak to Allah on our behalf that Allah sends down rain." Musa alayhi salam said, "No problem." He turned to Allah and he made dua, gathered the people. He said over 70,000 people were gathered and dua was made, but there was no sign of rain. There was no sign of the clouds. So Musa alayhi salam again spoke to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, why is it that there is no rain coming? There is no sign of clouds. Am I not great in your sight? If I am not great, then through the barakah of the last Nabi that is going to come, send down rain." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "No, O Musa, it is not that you are not honored in my sight, but there is one banda of mine in your majma that has been at war with me for 40 years. He has been disobedient to me for 40 years. If he will leave the gathering, then I will send down the rain." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, "Make the elan that that person needs to leave the gathering." Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, my voice is not so loud. People, 70,000, how are they going to hear?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, "You make the elan, I will get the message to everyone." Musa alayhi salam makes the elan that amongst us, there is one person who has been at war with Allah for 40 years, disobeying Allah. He needs to leave the gathering. Then and then only will the rain come. So this person, he knew who he was. He thought to himself, "If I am going to get up in this gathering, I will be disgraced. People are going to see who it is. And if I remain seated, then the rain is not going to come." In that moment, he turned to Allah. And he said, "Oh Allah, you know it is me. I know that you are the most compassionate, the most loving. You are the one who will accept my repentance." He did not even finish his sentence, and the rain came down in torrents. Musa alayhi salam was surprised. And he turned to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, nobody stood up from this majma. How come the rain came?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Musa, that banda of mine turned to me in repentance. I have accepted his repentance, and therefore I have sent down the rain." Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, show me who is that person." Now look at the rahm of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, when he was my disobedient servant, I concealed his guna. Now when he has become my beloved, how can I expose him? Beloved elders and dear brothers, when we will come to understand who Allah is, how merciful Allah is, how loving Allah is, we will gain the love of Allah, we will gain the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third one is, we need to learn the Asma'ul Husna and gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth one, how we can gain the love of Allah and the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is through dhikrullah, is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will make the dhikr of Allah, he will gain the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. If you remember me, I will remember you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembering us, we will gain the ma'iyat of Allah, we will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr, as we heard this morning, is a polish of the heart. And when we make dhikr, we have to make dhikr with love. We have to make dhikr in such a way that we understand and we are recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, we will be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to bring dhikr into our lives. And as our Shaykh always teaches us, that daily set aside time where we turn to Allah and we remember Him. We make the dhikr ashikana dhikr. Dhikr with love, with passion, with the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth one is, and we have heard last night also Hazrat mentioned, if we want the closeness of Allah, we want the ma'iyat of Allah, we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to bring sunnahs into our lives. We have to bring the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. By bringing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam into our lives, we will gain the love and the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not regard any sunnah as a small sunnah. Sometimes by the tone in which we say it, that it is only but a sunnah, that tone of ours is taking us towards kufr. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to bring sunnahs into our life. Like one of our pious elders have told us that sunnah ka tariqa, akmal tariqa hai. The way of the sunnah is the most complete. The way of the sunnah is the most ajmal, is the most beautiful. There can be no beautiful way other than the sunnah. And the way of the sunnah is the most easiest. When we will bring sunnah into our life, we will see how easy it is to live our life in this world. So we need to bring sunnahs into our life. The sixth one is, we need to keep ourselves connected to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Quran Kareem. We know the famous incident of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, where his son makes mention that my father said that he had seen a dream. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal had seen a dream And in his dream, he's conversing with Allah. He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's asking Allah, which is the best way? Those that have gained closeness to you, which is the best way that they have gained closeness to you? The reply was, through my kalam, through my Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah asked, bifahmin aw bighayri fahmin, with understanding or without understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, with understanding and without understanding. If you will read the kalam of Allah, you will gain the ma'iyyat of Allah, you will gain closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to keep ourselves attached to the Quran. We need to make an effort to rectify our recitation of the Quran. Go to the ulama in our area, sit with them, ask them to rectify our recitation, see whether we are reading correctly. Set aside time every day to read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is just to read it, and one is to read it with love, one is to read it with passion. How we can read the Quran, make tilawat of Quran daily, set aside time, and read with passion, with love. By reading the Quran and making tilawat, we will gain the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last muzakara, as far as gaining closeness to Allah and gaining the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the beginning, the verse of the Quran Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. You want the ma'iyyat of Allah, you want the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a fundamental need of every insan. How are you going to gain it? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be in the company of those who are truthful. Be in the company of those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This path of finding Allah, of finding the love of Allah, we cannot do it on our own. We need to put our hands into the hands of those who are the friends of Allah, who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will take us towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To gain the ma'iyyat of Allah, be in the company of those who are the friends of Allah, those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beloved elders and dear brothers, what we have made mention, the seven things for us to gain the ma'iyyat of Allah. First one was dua. Second one is we need to cleanse our hearts of all the poison. The third one is we need to gain the ma'rifat of Allah by learning the Asma'ul Husna, pondering over the beautiful names of Allah, so we recognize Allah and we can gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth one is for us to bring sunnah into our lives. How each and every sunnah can become beloved to us and we can connect ourselves with the sunnah. The fourth one is zikrullah. How we can make the zikr of Allah on a daily basis. The sixth one is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us keep ourselves attached to the Quran. Daily we should read the Quran. And the last one is, which is very important, for us to be in the company of the Ahlullah, to be in the company of those who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can gain the love of Allah and the ma'iyyat of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding, and more than understanding, may Allah give us the ability to practice. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana.